Slacker and Steve on demand.
You know how everybody's playing Christmas music and it's just dumb?
Okay, yes.
God, I don't want to take a total tangent. I can't stop my tangents today.
Why?
A friend of ours is in a band. His name is Ryan.
Oh.
And he's in One Republic.
That's a tenor.
Yes.
Yes.
And I don't like name dropping.
Yeah, neither do we. We both hate that.
But like, we want to talk about Christmas songs because we are going to eventually be at a place where artificial intelligence basically writes all the music for us, because what they can do is they plug in Katy Perry's hits and plug in Taylor Swift's hits, and they go, well, the common things are they pitch their voice in this way, and then they basically just examine the songs on when they go back to the root and they do all the different, and the artificial intelligence machines are churning out hits, and that, like, they churn out these songs. Now, half of them suck because they haven't tweaked the intelligence enough.
Okay.
But eventually we won't need Ryan Tedders of the world, who is a genius songwriter. If you don't know that, he doesn't just write One Republic songs.
He writes for everybody.
Like, seriously.
Dude, I never thought AI songwriting.
It'll do everything. Like, they're even having it, and some of it's kind of stupid. If you look up, they've shoved in the scripts for, like, Saw and Friday the 13th and The Ring and all these things, and then it writes a horror script. And it's like an old TV sits in the corner with cobwebs on it. The screen comes on, a small girl who's bloody, and you're like, that could be any of those. Like, it just examines what people like and just writes it in a different order.
Okay, that's wicked.
It's scary.
That is wicked.
But back to Ryan Tedder. I know this is where I'm all over the map. He's written 10 billion hit songs for Adele. We could name artists all day long, and he's written hit songs. The thing that escapes him is writing a Christmas song.
Oh, yes. Didn't he say, someone once said, if you ever write one Christmas song, then you're for the rest of your...
You're timeless. Like, you're timeless. You write a song like Connection, and it's the song of right now, and everybody's, can I get a connection? It's a great song. In 2 years from now, we might play it a few times. 5 years from now, maybe not. You write a Christmas song.
You're forever.
You're forever.
Yeah, that's true. And he has. He's been struggling.
He's written some songs, and none of them have.
So this AI is going to come in.
They have shoved Christmas songs into a computer with artificial intelligence, and it has spit out 5 Christmas songs. Now, it doesn't spit out lyrics. It just spits out melodies.
Yes.
So it's got, I haven't heard these, so it's, and it spits out titles.
This is badass.
It might be, or this might suck, and we might want to end it early. I swear to God, I have not heard these.
These are made by
artificial intelligence.
Okay.
They fed it 100 of the most popular Christmas songs so it could learn the melodies, the themes, the instrumentation, and even names. And the 5 songs it spit out are Syllabub Chocolate Bells.
Seriously?
Yes. Cinnamon Holy Bells. Peaches Twinkle Leaves.
Twinkle Leaves.
Cocoa Jolly Fluff.
Jolly Fluff.
And Merry Jingle Log.
Jingle Log and Jolly Fluff.
Is there one you want to hear first?
How about Jolly Fluff?
Jolly Fluff. Okay, here's Jolly Fluff written by AI.
It's like it starts one Christmas song, but then more. There's like 80 different Christmas songs in it.
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not. Maybe. I mean, there's something there.
That's not. That's artificial intelligence.
Artificial Merry Jingle Hog intelligence. That was the one you asked for, right? Or did you ask for Jolly Fluff?
Oh, Jolly Fluff.
Oh, man, that was Jingle Hog. I'm so
Jingle
sorry.
No, no, no.
If you guys
honest
were
mistake,
writing
but...
down. Yeah, you're sort of like that Cocoa Jolly Fluff. No, that was Merry Jingle Log. I feel bad. Reset your watches. If you were Shazamming that, you're like, hey, man, my Shazam says that's Merry Jingle Log.
I wonder what Shazam does.
I feel like if Ryan's listening today, he's like, I kicked that song's butt.
I don't know. It's some fluff.
All right, here's Cocoa Jolly Fluff.
Cocoa Jolly Fluff. Where's the Jolly Fluff part? We wish you a Merry Christmas. Da, 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 da,
da, da. Oh, I see what it's doing there.
Yeah. It sounds like...
You're right. Yeah. It's got little bits. No, 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 no. It's doing little chunks of this and that. Here's the deal. It's right now, it is... Oh, sorry.
Is that Jolly Fluff?
It's a computer playing it. So if you put that melody in front of like a John Williams orchestra or in front of a Ryan Tedder who can put some feel to it, because I mean, I'll start Coco Jolly Fluff again. I mean, it's like... It's like pounding on it. It's not
percussion-y,
great.
Yeah.
But I don't hate it.
I like these, actually. It's like 80 Christmas songs and like one little...
It is a little bit. Here comes Syllabub Chocolate Bells.
Okay, can I ask you something?
Yeah, go.
You're a musician.
Yeah.
Is this machine... Is it staying? Is it doing... What's your opinion?
It's pretending to have a soul. Okay. I think that's the thing that's scary, is if AI ever gets good and can do this, then we're all screwed. Because right now, no one would buy that. Because it's right. It's got something there, but it's too like... It's never going to be like...
Have that
Ryan Tedder. I mean, let's talk about Ryan Tedder. What's every one of his songs have, no matter what?
Oh, percussion.
Huge amounts
He's
of percussion.
He's a big percussion guy.
Absolutely. These are all just like...
You're right. No soul.
No. Couple more, and then we'll let you get over to iTunes to purchase these. Again, we started with Mary Jingle Log into Coco. I want to be one of those disc jockeys on the Christmas radio station. Hey, searching for a high of 52 today. Back in that set, you had Mary Jingle Log into Coco Jolly Fluff. Syllable Chocolate Bells rounded out the set. Coming up in just a minute. Hey, let's do it now, shall we? Let's listen to the Cinnamon Holy Bells, one of my favorites, on the new Alice. It's just so, your head's bouncing because it's like...
Yeah. I hear Christmas songs in there and then not.
Yeah. Huh. All right, we're wrapping it up here. Oh. We're wrapping it up here.
This finale, this is the
one
big...
of my favorites.
Are you sure?
A Christmas classic, Peaches Twinkle Leaves. It wants to be
it
something.
It does, you can tell.
But it never gets to be anything. Yeah. If Tedder has a brain in his head, he's taking one of these... And doing a remix right now.
Oh, because he's not ripping off from anybody.
He's not. And he could make Tedder, Ryan,
do the
Booby.
Do the.
You want a Christmas hit?
Combined Fluff.
Peaches, Twinkle Leaves, Coco Jolly Fluff remix. Make it happen, sir. Slacker and Steve.